Because We Can, the Average Network now brings to your hot, sweaty ears Chapter 28 in the long epic saga, The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. For this chapter, we journey deep beneath the swampy ground of the nation's capital to the ancient legendary catacombs known as the Batcave of Count Richard Cheney, Vice President of the Known World, and the true power behind the throne. We find Count Cheney chatting with Rumsfeld, Douglas Fife, and Paul Wolfowitz.
I told them we needed new intel that would prove that Saddam had at least one of every weapon ever made.
We have lots of file footage of Saddam with rifles and swords. It's a bit embarrassing that his favorite rifle seems to be the American M1.
Well, at least he knows quality.
Count Cheney?
Yes, Douglas?
If the M1 was such a fine rifle, why did the Army switch to the M16?
Profit, dear boy. By the mid-60s, Springfield was cranking them out for about $1 per gun. They charged us $3. The M16 costs us $25 per unit. It can be made in quantity for about $2.50 per gun. So there's a 1,000% profit. And they break down much more quickly and have many more parts to break or lose.
That's nice. And I know we get a kickback on everything, but we really must find some WMDs soon.
Oh, must we?
Ahmed can't lie to everyone all the time, Richard.
Well, why not? We do. Listen here, Wolfowitz of Arabia. Your Iraqi exile friends lied us into this corner. We should force them to get us out, but we can't rely on them. They seem to think they deserve a share of our profits.
Ungrateful scalawags.
There are endless ways to make money in an emerging economy.
But we didn't let them in soon enough. Halliburton and the mobs cornered all the profiteering.
Paul, you could hardly expect my friends at Halliburton or Kellogg, Brown and Root to save their oil for us for free, could you? Where would be my profit, or Donald's, or Dr. Henry's? You don't have a proper global perspective, Paul.
All you ever think about is doing your Peter O'Toole impersonation and making Arabs comfortable. Well, maybe we should just accidentally get Sharon to touch off a few missiles.
Gad! No, Douglas, Dr. Henry would be furious. We are saving our nuclear weapons for Kim Jong-il. If we blow up North Korea, we minimize collateral damage. If we have nuclear weapons going off all over the Mideast and environs, it'd be centuries before we could remove our oil safely.
And the millions killed.
Oh, that too, I suppose. No, we're going to continue hunting diligently for Saddam Hussein until we find him and destroy him. By the way, Rumsfeld, where is Saddam this week?
Mediterranean cruise with Rupert Murdoch and Charles Taylor.
Excellent. They have much in common.
Dick? John?
Oh, blast and damnation. What's that fool want now?
In the conference cavern, George.
Elliot Abrams is with him.
Drat. You'd best wake Henry.
He's not here, Master.
Not here? He's a living head in a hat box. Where could he go?
Condi Rice took him to Bethesda. They might have a body for him.
But Arnold was just elected governor of California. Wasn't he bred to house Dr. Henry's brain?
Yes, but he's getting older, and having the new governor appear with Henry's head would be a bit hard to explain. Even in California.
Hey, everybody.
Mr. President.
Mr. Abrams.
Hello, people.
Hi, George.
Hello, Doug.
Gentlemen.
Oh, great. Wolfowitz of Arcadia.
Arabia, Elliot, dear boy. Arcadia is where Santa Anita Racetrack is.
Where's Henry's head?
Over at Bethesda. Body shop.
He's away for the moment. What might we do for you, George?
George's numbers are bad. Who do we invade now?
Elliot, jeepers.
It's hardly as simple as that, Elliot.
It was when Ron was in charge.
No, it wasn't. We perhaps made it seem that way for Ronnie's benefit.
Anything longer than 3 paragraphs put him to sleep. In any words,
we're thinking about Cuba. We've put Iran on the back burner for now.
Why aren't we doing more for Afghanistan? Karzai's in serious trouble.
Hamid Karzai, poor fellow. Our plan, Donald?
Douglas?
Well, I arranged for him to inherit a nice used bookstore on the Rue des Foreigners in Paris.
Yes, now that some of my minions at Halliburton have arranged to take over the Russian Yuko oil cartel, we really don't need Afghanistan for a pipeline anymore. We shall simply bring our oil out through the existing routes.
I like it. It's mean, but aren't we going to shoot anybody?
Yeah, shooting folks is good for us. Ashcroft says so.
There's an unimpeachable source.
I'm sure you'll be able to shoot a few people in Cuba, Mr. Abrams, and eventually we shall provoke Iran into something. Won't we, Paul?
I'm sorry, I was admiring myself in my costume.
Put that mirror away at once. I've warned you before, Wolfowitz. Now, what about Iran?
Sorry, I've found a marvelous old man called Amir bin Hashisha, who will invent any intelligence we like. He says he's descended from both the Prophet and some king of old called Wazu the Persian. He shall be our Iranian Chalabi.
That's not a good idea.
Paul, your friend Chalabi has been a bit of a nuisance. We don't really need another.
Well, Amir's almost 70. He can't last too long.
Dang, I hope not. That there Ahmed Calamari ain't much use, and Henry says we can't kill him.
Not yet, at any rate. Meanwhile, gentlemen, we must spin for our lives. We have to keep the bubble afloat until our full plan begins to, bear fruit, to mix a metaphor.
No thanks.
What?
You just offered me a drink, you know, a mixed metaphor or something.
Mr. President, go stand in the corner.
Dang, no TV?
No TV. Gentlemen, if we can keep this country spinning, within 5 years, we shall control the earth. And almost no one will notice.
Except them terrorists.
Now, Douglas, don't be harsh. We need our terrorist friends. They keep the general population a bit nervous.
Which serves our purpose admirably.
Okay, but I still want to shoot people and blow them up.
We know, Elliot. Don't worry. You shall.
Count Cheney? Sir, can I laugh too?
Oh, all right, George.
That's pretty funny.
The Average Network has brought you Chapter 28 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and The Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were achieved by passing heated air through impossibly complex metal sculptures created at the Average Forge and Celebrity Ironworks in Wontchester, Pennsylvania. This is Pablo T. Flies saying, Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be radio announcers. Stay tuned!